Everybody, Mitch Gray with a look at sports as we take you into Friday. Friday night football coming up tonight. Broadcast games on the Granite platform this evening include Carrollton at Hiram on KISS 102.7. Bremen at Heard County, big one there on Great Classics 98.9. Tonight, B92 Country Central at home against Sandy Creek. And King Country, 93.7 FM with a big ball game in Tallapoosa tonight. Harrelson County taking on Murray County, regular season finale for Scott Peavy and the Blue and Gray.
He's done a great job. They're physical. They're energetic. We struggled with them last year. Our really good player got hurt that week, so we can't take them lightly. I'd rather be 8-2 than 7-3, so we just got to make sure that we take care of business. And they're a good football team coming in, so we're going to have to forget what happened last week and just get back on a roll.
That'll be tonight at Taylor Stadium, senior night for Harrelson County coming up. Good schedule otherwise, including crossover games. Bowden is headed up to North Fulton County to take on St. Francis. Rich Finley reminds us there's a whole bunch on the line in this one.
Well, fifth place is probably on the line, a first-round bye. Then our kids have been told all this stuff. We're treating this like a playoff game because it can make our road to a state title and in the playoffs a whole lot easier. If we're sitting 1-8, especially if you're 5 or 6, which we have a shot to be after Friday night, you get a first-round bye.
Mount Zion also has a crossover ball game tonight to end their season up in Forsyth County, as they'll take on Pinecrest tonight. Temple at Lamar County with a playoff spot on the line this evening. East Paulding is going to be playing at Villarica. Tomorrow, 3 o'clock kickoff at Parker Field, Cleveland, Mississippi. West Georgia Wolves, Delta State Statesmen. Old rivals, the third oldest rivalry in West Georgia football, as a matter of fact. Junior linebacker Austin Barron says this ought to be a real physical battle on the field.
Yes, sir. It is a challenge, and it's two teams that are in similar roles. We are, you know, both need to win out to keep our playoff hopes alive. So I would imagine a four-quarter dogfight from both teams.
It's going to be a countdown show at 2, kickoff time at 3 tomorrow on KISS 102.7. West Georgia soccer beat Shorter last night, 3-0 win for UWG at University Field over the Shorter team, as the fall sports winding down. And basketball beginning tonight. The West Georgia women in a 5 o'clock tip down in Tampa against Florida Tech will take on Tampa tomorrow. And the West Georgia men get the lid lifter going tonight. Doubleheader in the Coliseum at 5:30. Lee out of Tennessee from our conference will be taking on Palm Beach Atlantic. Then a little after 7:30, it's West Georgia against Emory Riddle from down in Florida, from Daytona Beach coming up. And they will flip opponents with the Florida Conference coming up tomorrow. Wolves game tips at 6 at home. And that's a look at sports on your Friday. And I'm Mitch Gray.